Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. And today, your mentor is Oisin Hanrahan. He is one of Ireland's most successful entrepreneurs you might not have heard of yet. He started a business called Handy way back in 2012, which raised over 100 million. He focused almost exclusively on the US market and was bought in 2022 by a massive corporation called Angi. He went on to become the chief executive officer, and at the time of recording, it was valued at $5 billion. Oisin is a phenomenal entrepreneur and someone I wanted to dig into. How does he do it? How does he keep track of both his business goals, his personal goals, and focus? If you've been listening to the pod for a while, you know I'm working on focus. Focus is a big area of improvement for me. So this episode and this piece of the episode really hit home for me. We talk about how he focuses running such a massive organization. He had 5,000 staff at the time of recording. So we look at what's his system for business focus and goals, and what's his personal system for focus and goals. It's a really impactful 10 minutes. I hope you enjoy it. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer.
Being responsible enough to say no a large amount of the time so that people are focused on the right things, and whether that's no to, you know, cultural behavior or values that don't quite fit, whether it's no to, you know, deals that you don't want to do, whether it's no to expansion opportunities, whether it's no to, you know, new ideas. It's just one of the most important things, I think, for founders and leaders to do.
Is that a learned behavior, or is that something you get through years of experience as a founder?
The more time you've spent doing things, the more you will realize how costly distractions are, and how the difference between having a small number of things you're doing and you're talking about them all the time and they become self-reinforcing, versus having a very large number of things that you're working on and people are, you know, off on the sidelines getting distracted. You know, a well-functioning team focused on two or three things can accomplish an enormous amount. You start to tack stuff along the side and suddenly you just put grit in the wheels. There's definitely pattern recognition where you can see, oh, we've put some extra stuff along the side of this team or along the side of this business, and now they're not, you know, laser focused on the most important things. You see it in terms of what people are talking about, you know, when they want to get up at all hands and talk, or what they present on, you know, what they get excited about. If your team's not excited about the core things that you want them to do, and that you think are important, then you probably missed something along the way.
Talk to me about your own personal focus. How do you maintain focus?
I have a list of five things that I'm working on for the year. And I start my day by looking at that list of five things. And then I look at my calendar and I go through my calendar and I ask myself whether any of the things on my calendar could even remotely possibly move the needle on those five things. And then I do an exercise of removing things from my calendar, which drives my assistant absolutely crazy, because she asks the question, well, why didn't you remove this yesterday? Or perhaps you could never have agreed to put it on in the first place.
Awkward email incoming.
And then I will probably do the same thing for the next few days. The most valuable thing you've got is time. So it's, how are you spending your time? When you look at your list of five things, you know, and mine's inside my, I keep a notebook with me. Mine's written inside my notebook. So I look at my notebook, open it up every morning. I look at the five things, and then I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh man, I've really like, I'm at like a 20 or 30% hit rate here today. Okay. In terms of like my, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, how many of them I'm putting into the most important things. And on the best weeks, you know, it's in the 60, 70, 80%. On the worst, it's like, oh man, this is like in the 10, 20%. And it's not that hard, to know where you stack every single day. Like, you can literally look at your day in, you know, 15 or 30 minute blocks. And, you know, I'm fortunate at this point where, fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you look at it, where my day is relatively structured, and at any minute of the day, it's got like a block on it for what I'm supposed to be doing. And some of those blocks are just, hey, like, let's go look at what's our strategy for next year, or what's our plan for this year for a certain business. I think that simple tool holds me to account on whether I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I think most people, if you ask them whether they're working on the most important things, they probably say, yeah, 70, 80% of the time I'm working on the most important things. You ask me, am I working on the most important things? I can tell you, maybe 40% of the time I'm working on the most important things, which at least I know.
And you honestly know, it's not like, I think so. The accountability piece is huge there. It sounds so simple, what you just said. People will go, oh yeah, it's very simple. I thought he'd have some secret bullet. But it's the piece that, where you say, you look at the calendar and go, is that moving me towards the five things? Talk to me about the five things. How do you formulate that list?
On the one hand, it's really important to be judicious and like be incredibly thoughtful. On the other hand, I mix it up, right? I have two lists. I have a personal list and I have a professional list.
That was my next question. You're way ahead of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got a personal list, which is, you know, it's around spending time with family and friends. It's around fitness goals. It's around development goals. It's like, hey, here are the five things that I want to do for me personally. And then the business list is, all right, here are the five things that I want to happen in the business. It's, I want this business to go from X to Y. I want this one to go from Y to Z. I want to create this capacity. Like, it's five things. And I think in your business, I think early on, it's harder to pick the five things. As the business matures, the five things, probably the first three probably become much easier. And then four and five, you're like, hey, I should probably be a little more discretionary with them. But I try to make them year long. I try to say, hey, you know what, if I was to end 2021 with these five things having happened, like, how would I feel? And I'd be like, I feel pretty good. In fact, you know what? I feel great. If I did these five things in 2021, if I make progress on them, and, you know, I try not to, um, try not to reevaluate them on any like short-term cadence. Probably halfway through the year, I'll have a look and say, hey, are these five things the right five things? But I'm looking at them every morning. Like, I know they're the right five things.
Yeah.
If I made one of them like a, you know, a short-term thing, then it would drop off the list because it would, we probably accomplish it. So, and then the personal ones, it's, you know, it's about the balance of, you know, I think before I had kids, it was about me and my, you know, me personally and my relationship with my wife. And now that I have kids, it's like, all right, well, I got, you know, I got three different layers of that. It's like, hey, what the heck do I want to accomplish? What do I want from my relationship with my wife? What do I want from my relationship with my kids? And then what do I want in terms of my relationship with my friends? So I kind of think about it on those layers.
I love that. I really like that. We usually get that, dig into that at the end, but I'm glad we got to talk about it now.
Hope you enjoyed that chat with Oisin. You can go back and listen to the full episode. It's episode 136. Just search Oisin Hanrahan and Gary Fox and you will find it. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab.